The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. I became interested in the work of James Dickey after reading his poem, The Sheep Child, in a college class. It's unforgettably haunting. For much of the poem, the speaker is a creature part human, part sheep, who speaks from beyond death with unbounded compassion, dignity, and forgiveness toward our flawed humankind. I fell in love with the imagination capable of writing such a thing and scrambled to read more of Dickey's work. Then, one day, I discovered a book called Self-Interviews, in which the same poet asks himself questions about his own work and talks about his process. It was like a peek into the writer's mind, and I read it religiously, wanting to learn how to think the way he did. I'm always curious about the backstory behind poets' work, and this book actually had some of the answers, like this one. For today's poem, The Heaven of Animals, Dickey said that he'd been watching animal documentaries, reflecting upon Thomas Aquinas's theory that animals lack souls, and speculating about what kind of heaven he'd be most interested in imagining himself. In Self-Interviews, he describes the inception of the poem like this. I wondered what kind of heaven there could be in which the hunted would still be hunted and the hunters would still hunt. Eventually, I came up with what I felt was quite a good solution. The hunter would still hunt and strike down his prey, but the hunted animal wouldn't be killed and would get up again. So I wrote the poem around that idea. I made it very simple. In the stark prophetic lines of today's poem, I'm tempted to look for some glimmer of our human lives. The Heaven of Animals by James Dickey. Here they are, the soft eyes open. If they have lived in a wood, it is a wood. If they have lived on plains, it is grass rolling under their feet forever. Having no souls, they have come anyway, beyond their knowing. Their instincts wholly bloom, and they rise. The soft eyes open. To match them, the landscape flowers, desperately outdoing what is required. The richest wood, the deepest field. For some of these, it could not be the place it is without blood. These hunt as they have done, but with claws and teeth grown perfect, more deadly than they can believe. They stalk more silently and crouch on the limbs of trees, and their descent upon the bright backs of their prey may take years in a sovereign floating of joy. And those that are hunted know this as their life, their reward, to walk under such trees in full knowledge of what is in glory above them, and to feel no fear, but acceptance, compliance, fulfilling themselves without pain at the cycle center. They tremble. They walk under the tree. They fall. They are torn. They rise. They walk again. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter.
Hi, it's Micah, producer of The Slowdown. One of the best ways you can support The Slowdown is by starting a monthly gift. It's easy on our budget and provides reliable support for the show you love. Pledge to give $5 a month today, and you can pick one of our thank you gifts at slowdownshow.org/donate.